Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this still Sirianni's song, or do we have to switch it? I mean, it could be AJ's song. It could be Jalen's this week.
I didn't see the latest Joker movie, but I heard it was a musical, so maybe play something from the Joker movie.
Because AJ changed his profile pictures?
Yeah. I didn't see the movie, so I don't know the musical selection, but I heard a lot of people were upset because it was kind of like a musical with Lady Gaga.
What if AJ comes out wearing face paint on Sunday, like Joker face paint?
I would
like
not be mad at it.
He goes all in.
I would not be mad at it.
All right, so picture this. Mm-hmm. Sirianni's like, he texts Jalen. He's like, hey, I want to talk to you. Meet me here this time. Sends the same text to AJ.
Jalen and AJ
sit in the same room together. Mm-hmm. Door opens.
Do you know what's funny?
Nick Sirianni walks into this.
It's because we yell and scream at grown men, but we're doing childish stuff to try to get them to talk. That's crazy. I just think that's crazy.
I'm up for any idea now to fix this thing.
And do y'all get why he changed his facial, his avatar to the Joker?
Because now he's the bad guy. Doing the whole villain thing?
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
I mean, my goodness.
He's doing the Tony Montana. Say goodbye to the bad guy.
Well, he started this.
I guess to a certain extent.
Honestly, he can't play the victim here.
Well, he better not do the thing like he did last year where the media twists words. I mean, these are your words. We're just replaying your words after the game. I mean, just because we have excuse maker Douglas over here
I'm not making excuses. I guess because I'm a little bit more forward thinking than you guys.
That's it.
No, I'm just saying I didn't take it the same way y'all took it.
I'm smarter than you, Douglas.
I just looked at it and I was like, that's not that bad.
You call it forward thinking. I call it coping.
No, I've heard some coping.
Oh, we've heard a lot this week.
The copers are the ones saying, why y'all making this a beat? I ain't said nothing. I ain't said nothing about nobody.
Well, you're the one trying to act like he might not be talking about Jalen. I think that's done with now. Brandon Graham came on our station and
he was high.
And
Brandon was high.
But they clarified in the morning. You're saying he was high both times?
No, he backtracked in the morning.
Well, but not enough.
He backtracked so much.
Hugh, his backtrack was an apology and then to say, I made an assumption. That's more of a double down than a backtrack, dude.
Because at that point, we had a chance to talk. They're like, hey, man, the rabbit's out. Yeah. What they say, the rabbit's out the hat?
Yeah.
It's only so much backtracking you do. You got to ride this one out.
You know what that backtracking was? That dress makes you look fat. And then you say, I shouldn't have said that. But you still meant it.
You still fat, though. Yeah, you still fat.
Right.
I'm not saying he did lie. You still fat, but, you know. The dress made
If his
look
backtrack
fat.
Was that I misspoke, I meant to say something different. Yeah. That's different. No. He said I made an assumption.
Yes.
That means what he observed from Jalen and AJ is not good.
Let me tell you.
Coping.
He made an assumption about something that he knows nothing about. That's just like me saying, let me give you an example.
Here he goes.
I've never met your lovely girlfriend, right? Say, for instance, if I see you and her, I walk outside the building and I see y'all talking loud and I see you being like this and I run back up in the building. I say, Joe, Kyle and his girlfriend, they're in a big old heated argument. It could be about you left your car keys upstairs.
No, but you're leaving
out
a massive piece of information because Brandon Graham sees Jalen and AJ every day.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But you've never met her.
But see, I see you every day.
So Brandon Graham is making his assumption is way more educated than any of ours because
I'm
he sees them every day.
But what I'm saying is this: from Brandon is not around those offensive players as much as you think he is.
But he's around them way more often than you, me, Joe, anybody who's calling in today,
and
all those people.
And he's the longest tenured player, so he
carries weight.
Well, I think as much as he, Like, you're right, Hugh, and I understand your perspective. Defense players, offense players aren't always in the same room or whatever. But he's seen those two more than anybody else here for the past and 3 or 4 years. Or Jalen, you know, 5 now.
You know what's funny, too? Because I heard Joe DeCameron say this morning. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just giving you an alternative perspective. Is Joe DeCameron said this morning that in a locker room where Jeremiah Trotter and Brian Dawkins was in, he couldn't fix T.O. and Donovan. Jeremiah Trotter and Brian Dawkins play defense. And most times, we're doing defensive stuff.
That's why this is that was on Andy, and he failed at that. And this is on Sirianni.
This is one where, and I think that when you have leadership like Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, and all those guys, those offensive guys, they're the ones that can help they can help, I guess what you call it, olive branch this thing.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. Those two guys have to figure it out because Coach Sirianni said something else too. He said from his purview, everything that he sees is hunky-dory and he can only control what he sees.
Agreed on that.
So if they're acting like everything's cool and it's not, they have to fix that.
I know, but I put more on him because this is what he's supposed to do best. He's culture guy. And like, he's not locked into his office coming up with plays every week. If he can't get the two of the three or four most important players on the team on the same page, then I question what he's here for. Like, for some perspective, let's go to Hulk Hogan, who's up next on WMP. What's up?
Hulk Hogan. No, Hulk, I'm not laughing at just the way Joe said it.
I just want perspective.
I was not prepared for that.
We need perspective from Hulk Hogan.
Guys, what the hell happened? I leave you guys alone for a couple days, and all hell breaks loose.
Oh, hell then broke loose.
He was fine.
Someone called Danny Watkins because this is a dumpster fire. Do they not have a PR team over there? Why doesn't Sirianni just come out and say there's absolutely no issue? He's saying stuff like, I can only go on what I see every day. Just lie. You can't get charged with perjury. Why is he dodging it? Coaches lie all the time. He lied earlier this year and said he was calling defensive plays. All this tap dancing around it is just making it worse. And then you got Brandon Graham. He goes to backtrack it, but he even doesn't backtrack right. I just don't understand what's happening here.
Yeah, I don't either. We've established something very, very real on this show over the past few months. When in doubt, lie. I mean, we need to normalize lying to get out of bad situations, Hulk Hogan. I mean, these everyone out here tap dancing around truth.
Where you been?
Tap dancing like Gregory Hines, dodging all the questions. Fangio's the only guy over there with any cojones. He calls people out in press conferences. Says, that guy's not doing that great. He could be doing this better. He could be doing that better. Sirianni should have came out and said, I don't know what was going on, but there's no problem between Hurts, A.J. Brown. They're both professionals. I don't know what you guys are talking about. But he comes out, from what I see, there's no problem. I just don't get it. And they're still trying to fix, Kellen Moore does the same thing. You ask him questions, he's dodging them in press conferences. Oh, we're working on it. We're working on it. This has energy of last year. I'm getting really mad, guys.
Hoagie, we appreciate it. We appreciate the perspective.
Yeah, that perspective, that was deep.
I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, sometimes lying through something is better than trying to half-truth.
That's why you lie and say, I'm sorry. We're on the same page, Joe. We're just taking different routes to get there. But we're on the same page.
I just don't know why you're absolving Sirianni from his.
I'm not absolving.
What's his responsibility this week? Just to sit back and reshuffle the core values, which he hit us with again today.
No, you know what his job is. If since we want him to sit down and talk to people,
yes,
I would say, listen, guys, we have an opportunity here to do something real special.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with you two guys. But I'm going to treat you like grown men, and I'm going to let y'all work it out. Because we only go as far as you allow us to go, both of you, because you're both equally important. So if you can't work it out, then there's something that's going to happen. And I'll leave it just like that.
Well,
we can all leave it for speculation. We've all speculated about it. I heard Ike and those guys talking about yesterday how somebody, if we don't get it right this year, somebody got to go. So that's what's going to end up happening.
Well, let's hope it doesn't turn into a what if. It is a what if Wednesday sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes. Fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes.
It's time for What If Wednesday.
All right, let me throw one at you guys. I want you to tell me, like, paint the picture of what would have happened. the Eagles will take on Russell Wilson this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we heard Sirianni in his press conference say that they haven't faced Russell since he got here as the head coach. The last time that the Eagles faced Russell, I believe, was the 2020 season, November Monday night game. They lost. In fact, they've never beaten Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is spotless against the Eagles, never lost them. Hugh, back in 2012, there was a lot of stories that said the Eagles were very interested in Russell.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they could wait a while in the draft to get him. They waited too long. Seattle ended up taking him right before the Eagles could have. Eagles ended up with Nick Foles. Obviously, that worked out well. But Hugh Douglas, what if the Eagles had actually just selected Russell Wilson in 2012? Andy Reid... I'll put it this way. Would Andy Reid still be the coach if Russell Wilson showed up right before what ended up being Andy's last season?
Strong possibility that's the case.
I think
when you talk about the success. You know what I remember about Russell is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Seattle had just paid Matt Flynn a ton of money.
He took his job.
And I remember somebody was I don't know what media platform, social media platform that they were hitting me on, but they kept telling me. They were in Seattle covering the game, and they were like, dude, this Russell Wilson guy, he can play. I remember vividly. And he was like, he's probably going to end up being the starter because he looks that good and all this other stuff. I could just imagine him with Coach Reid and what Coach Reid has been able to do with Patrick Mahomes. I would say, you know, we would probably be at least two, maybe three Super Bowls with Andy. I don't know.
I'm not saying that you
win them all, but at least one out of those three. I would say a few.
Russell got to two with Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
I do think they win one at least with Russell and Andy. Andy still might be here. Now, look, it worked out great, right? Nick Foles ended up the pick, and eventually he won them the Super Bowl, but that pairing would have been incredible in Russell's prime and Andy
awesome.
Reid. It would have been awesome. And
he's our next Donovan.
It would have been. It would have reset the clock on Andy. Ironically, though, I remember when the Eagles drafted Hurts, they referenced passing on Russell. Like, they almost saw some of Russell in Jalen, and they felt like they couldn't pass on it again.
Mm-hmm.
And
so they tried to correct a wrong.
Yeah, and look, it's obviously worked. I mean, they've won a lot of games, and he's had success and got to his Super Bowl. 215-592.
Like how your coach pointed out his record, too, at the press conference, too, 45-19. You heard him.
A winner, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, you heard him.
I don't give a shit.
I'm just saying, Coach making his business to let y'all know that Jalen is his guy.
Is it our favorite crutch in Philadelphia sports right now? Jalen Hurts' win-loss record?
I'm just saying he did. I'm just saying he did it. Mm. He did it.
Okay.
COPING.
What does that matter?
I'm just wondering what
a coach says publicly has anything to do with what he actually thinks privately. Do you think he's always telling us exactly what he thinks?
Well, coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll hear from Rob Thompson, who lied yesterday. We'll talk about
that.
215-5, at least my opinion, he lied. 215-592.
Daryl Morey lied about trading Ben Simmons and immediately traded him. So we're not going to trade Ben. And then traded him. I just want to let you people know that. Not you people, sorry.
I wanted to let you know that people lie.
Yeah, they do. Probably too often. 215-592-9494. All right, Elliot joins us next. A lot to talk about between Jalen, AJ, Brandon Graham, everything moving forward. Is this now a must-win game against the Steelers? And Elliot's going to have to tell us what happened in the locker room Sunday. I heard a little bit of it on the afternoon show yesterday. He was buttoning a player's shirt. We'll talk about it more. 215-592-9494. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.